Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Tessa, who has work-related stress.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Come in.
Hi, Tessa.
Hiya. See you.
Nice to meet you. I feel a bit stupid, actually. I came to see Dr. Romberg last week because I've broke out in a rash on my face, which I got. Which I got a few years ago. And they said it was related to stress. So when I came in last week, Dr. Romberg asked me if I wanted to try the cream instead of antibiotics, which I said, yes, would be great. It has dried the bits out, what came out on my face, and I've only been putting the cream on them bits. But it's spreading. I'm sorry.
You're obviously very upset.
And I know what it is, the stress.
Yeah. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
I'm just having a lot of problems at work and things, and it's just getting a bit much.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
How long's all that been going on?
Quite a while. But I've just been brushing it to one side. Because obviously you can't longer than that. Because obviously you can't afford to take time off work. And I had a few months off 3 years ago when my sister was diagnosed with lung cancer, and I just feel that where I was then, were like getting anxiety and panic attacks, and I feel like that's where I'm at again.
So it sounds like tapping that would probably help with your skin on your face as well, wouldn't it? Yeah. What worked last time when things were difficult for you?
Well, last time when it was obviously down to my sister.
Yeah.
He gave us some antibiotics, but he actually referred us to a counsellor, which helped massively.
Yeah.
Obviously, I had a little bit of time out at work, and it's just you feel silly seeing that you need time out, because 45-year-old woman, I shouldn't be like this.
Are you getting any other support at the moment?
And to be honest, my husband's been great, but obviously me going in feeling depressed all the time, and it's just taking its toll, and it's not nice.
Okay.
I just feel like I need time out.
Who else is at home with you apart from your husband?
Just my husband.
And what's your job?
I'm just a machinist. Just bog standard job.
How are you managing with the work?
Fine, because you just go in and I've been up in that nightmare, and you just go in and it's never been great. Obviously, it's a job, you need the money.
Work colleagues?
They've been great, but even they're starting to feel the pressure from work, and
is there any way that we can relieve some of that pressure at work or stress at work?
I just feel like I need time out.
A bit of time out. Okay. A fit note or a sick note? Time off at the moment sounds in the first instance. Okay. Well, we can help you with that, no problem. Okay. It's all about the stress and your mood and your skin. Was there anything else that you needed to talk about today?
I just need to get myself sorted and...
Sure.
On track, because I'm sorry.
Can I double check there's nothing else important going on?
Your weight's been okay?
No, well, because I'm having problems at work. I feel physically sick when I get up on the morning going into work. Uh-huh. I'm not eating in work. I come off. Sometimes you binge eat. I go to bed, sleep, get up and pretend there's nothing wrong when my husband comes. And it's just...
Yeah.
I feel like I'm spiralling down again.
Okay.
It's not nice.
So we need to get on top of that spiral, don't we? Okay. Anything else spiralling out of control? Drinking habits or any other habits I should know about? You're not a smoker or a drug user or no cocaine or cannabis or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And alcohol's not an issue, is it?
No. Yeah, I'm really sorry.
Oh, no, don't apologise. Just to get a better feel for where things are at with your mood, if you were to tell me how happy you were, to 10 would be a perfect score, nor would it be so low you'd kill yourself today, where would you be on that scale? No thoughts of harming yourself. Is an anxiety a problem for you? Yeah. So you feel anxious. Has that always been the case, or is it just at the moment?
Just
at the moment.
I think what it is, because I've told them I'm looking for another job, they've just been really nasty with me. And
that's the management. Why are you looking for another job?
Because I can't physically put myself through that every day. It's not worth it.
It's just too hard for you. Although you can do the work.
The work's not a problem, it's just who I work for. I can't physically, it's like bullying with the girls. You feel victimised if you ever need to ask for time out. And it's just not nice. I can't put myself through that anymore.
Prospects? For other...
I think I've got another job.
Okay.
And it's, I just need...
So we'll give you a bit of time until you've got that new job in the pipeline. Sounded like counselling was really helpful for you before.
That was bereavement counselling.
But talking therapies in general can be really helpful under these sort of circumstances. Would you contemplate that again?
I would, but it just makes you feel so weak. You shouldn't even be... affect me like this. It's not right, is it?
Well, it'd be interesting if you talk to other people about stress and weakness and things like that, because I think my own opinion is that it's more common to have vulnerabilities and to feel stressed at times and to seek help and support and get better from it than to not. And I think it's a very mature and sensible thing to do, not a weak thing to do, to share that vulnerability and to share that you're having difficulty. Because it worked last time, didn't it?
I don't think I could have gotten through it. If it wasn't for the counsellor I had, she was really good.
Now, there are other treatments that we can give to you, but I'm not thinking that's necessary at the moment, unless you were keen. If you wanted something to lift your mood, we could think about a tablet, but I'm thinking perhaps talking therapies would be the right thing for you at the moment. Have any other approaches worked for you in the past? No?
Sometimes people do
exercise, and maybe thinking about healthy diet would be worthwhile for you.
Because it's like, I've got a dog.
Yeah.
I walk every morning. I walk every afternoon, and I used to love my walks, but even now I'm cutting them short because I'm just... And they say exercise is the best thing. I'm cutting my walks short because I just can't be bothered with anything.
Okay.
I've got no interest in anything.
Well, I think that's part of the problem, isn't it? Well, I think it would be helpful for me to see you again soon to review and make sure that we're making some headway with this. How long shall I give you off at the moment? A couple of weeks? And maybe see you again in a couple of weeks' time to see where things are at? If things are getting worse and you're feeling desperate, call me or come and see me sooner, all right? For the moment, would you be happy to talk to a talking therapist? Yeah? That's their phone number. Sometimes there are different approaches in talking therapy that might work for you. some people like turning away from the spiral of negative thoughts and looking at positive behaviours and positive thoughts can make a big difference. So you're probably pretty negative about the way you feel about your eating, and you're starting to get negative about your activities. But if we can turn you back toward the positive habits, so do the positive things, even though you don't feel like it, which is the walking, all right? Eat healthily, eat regularly, avoid starving yourself, because those are the negative things that will affect you. Right.
I'm really sorry about this.
And it might well be that what would work for you best is something called CBT, Cognitive Behavioural Therapy, which is to stop those spirals, negative spirals, and work on positive spirals. Okay, so all you need to do when you talk to the talking therapist is talk about positive spirals. He'll know what I mean, or she. CBT. Does that sound sensible? You come and make an appointment to see me for a couple of weeks' time, and we'll see how you're getting on. But if you're struggling in the meantime, let me know. I'll give you a note from today for 2 weeks. Is there anything else that we've missed? Anything else that you want clarifying?
What about?
I'm going to put work-related stress.
What about where it's spreading around my face? This, if you feel it, it's like...
Yeah, it's pretty dry at the moment, and I think the dryness comes out of some of the treatment that you're using at the moment. But
I'm not putting cream anywhere there, I'm just putting it on the bits. But...
Yeah, but you're picking a bit as well, and it's a kind of stressy eczema-y type of thing. Have you got a moisturiser that you'd be happy to use? So try the moisturiser. If it's getting worse or not improving by the time I see you next time, we'll have another look at it with you. But I think we deal with the problem because you're picking and it's the stress that's triggering it. So we can tackle the stress. I'm sure we can make a big impact on that. So this says work-related stress. Sounds like changing work would help, doesn't it?
Will work not be funny about that?
Well, what would you prefer me to put on that?
I don't know.
I could just put stress if you want. I mean, at a later date, if you're having bother and you prefer me to put work-related stress, that can sometimes be quite helpful for you. So have a ponder. You might want to talk to a union rep about what you want to put that in the future. You got a union?
No, I support it here because recently.
Yeah.
They were quite helpful.
Okay. Well, if you change your mind about what you want on future notes, we'd think about that. But I've put stress for the moment. And that's so you can book an appointment to see me for a couple of weeks' time from now, so that we can review how you're getting on. You might prefer actually seeing me face to face or on the phone. I don't know which one you prefer, but if you prefer not to come to see me, then just phone me instead. That would suit me fine as well.
Yeah, okay.
Could save you the effort as well.
So do I just send this into work?
Give that to work, or send it to work, and make a telephone call within the next 2 or 3 days, and book an appointment on your way out to see me, and we'll support you through this. All right.
Okay, thank you.
If things are getting drastic, let me know.
Thank you. Sorry about this.
Let's try and make your behaviours a bit more positive. So, regular exercise, regular eating, healthy eating. You know what that means, though, don't you? Yeah. All right. Let's talk again next time. All right.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Thanks, Ben.
You're welcome.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.